Sweet Design of Time is the working title for what so far is a multi-section song. I'm not sure how to talk about that part. One thing my songwriting has always allowed for are long songs, lopsided songs, songs that build up to a chorus one time and that's the whole thing. And to me, songs are like poems, you know? You can have them be anyway. You can have the ones that lock up tight and have the reliable hooks. And, you know, that there's something there about the, you know, there's different things each song can bring. And it probably has something to do with coming up in the 70s, where rock got really experimental and weird with the lengths of songs and, you know, like operatic type numbers and concept albums like The Wall and stuff like that. And so that always made a lot of sense to me. And some of my songs are really short and some of mine are long. I mean, they go all over and I like to allow for that. One song I wrote years ago called Big Black Gun. That has like three different parts, different tempos. It starts in G major, then I think it ends up in G minor in the third segment, and the second one is, I don't know, it's like a 10-minute song. And it was actually, I mean, in the crowd that listened to my music, it was a very popular one. I mean, if anything I've discovered is that song lengths don't really, I mean, obviously, that the machine mill of mass marketing tells us songs have to be like under 3.5 minutes or something for people to like them, and we kind of get shaped into that. It's kind of ridiculous. It's obviously not true. It just probably makes sense to someone somewhere money-wise. I don't know. I don't even know. But that one was pretty, you know, sometimes you need more time to tell a story or paint a moment. And Sweet Design of Time is one that is turning into a multi-section song. And it's never something I push for. Things that just happen organically. And, oh, I forgot I turned the stove on. I'm good at that. So, and it's about time, and it's about looking back, and it's about things that change constantly, ephemeral nature of so many things in life. And then it's also about things that are kind of unchanging and remain unchanged. And now, as I say that, I realize that's a theme that comes in a couple places, but I think it's a good theme. We have to, it's really important to be in touch with those few kind of elemental, I don't know, foundational, unchanging things in creation within ourselves and the world. I just think that's really important so we don't get, you know, whipped around left and right and up and down and think, you know, and cringe and freak out over every shifting and falling away and changing. So in this song and thinking about it, I wondered, I came back to the question of process here. How do I write a song? And I realized that normally I'll find a piece of music. Well, I kind of got to the point where I just start freestyling or just start, you know, experimenting. And then when I fall upon a snatch of something that's important to me as a song, I'll start writing down the lyrics and the chords. Just, they're always working lyrics. They're always temporary lyrics. But there's something about those first lyrics I come up with that I realize have a lot of power. I don't know if it's the phrasing you naturally look for. There's something in that moment of inspiration when you first start putting the song together that I like to keep. You know, I think that's really important in a few different phases of writing and recording. Don't iron everything out until it's perfect. Don't wait for that moment. Stuff will become sterile. So I keep some of those, that phrasing, you know, and it's important to me, and I record those takes. And then I go back and I say, okay, what is this song about? I'm, you know, because it comes out of me and I don't, and I just let it happen. I was like, oh, this song is about this. It's about looking back and, you know, choosing to see the beautiful things. Okay, so, all right, so how can I... So then I try to tweak and sculpt the song more to where it wants to go. It's like the first pass is inspiration. And then I come back and I consciously start to write lyrics. I try to keep the phrasing, because usually the vocal phrasing that you first play with there's something to that, especially anything that comes out of that inspirational phase. There's definitely something to that you want to kind of pay attention to. And it's like this song, when I first started laying it down, this was actually the actual exact ad lib, pretty much. If you were to go back, it would be something like this. This was a good time for reasons I can't ascertain. When we remember the days that we walked side by side, and I would prefer to memorize sweet design of time. And then so I want to shape around that, because I kind of want to keep that first spark. So I'll be like, and when we remember, we might want to dwell on the pain. That was the night. Pain. So all I had that first pass was do 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 do. I didn't even know what the word was. It sounded like pain or rain. So then I shape it around the rest of what the song's trying to do and push it toward the truth that was trying to emerge from that song, as pretentious as it sounds. More to come.